Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Time travel to fun in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. 10 stages, food, pubs, shopping, jousting. Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets only online at marylandrenaissancefestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm very, very excited because I have a very special guest for the show today, and his name is Mike Reed. And Mike Reed is a sound healing facilitator, coach, and mentor. So I'm going to give the stage to Mike, and he's going to tell you a little about himself and what he does, and he's going to teach you a lot of things that you are going to be really surprised about that you could apply to your own life after this show, even. So put your ears on and listen, and Mike, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for having me on today. Great to see you. And so my name is Mike Reed, and I am the creator of SoundQuest and SoundQuest Academy. And SoundQuest is my sound healing business that runs a circuit of sound bath events throughout the region where I live here in British Columbia, Canada. And SoundQuest Academy is where I now teach sound healers and aspiring sound healers from around the world the art, the science, and the business of sound healing. So, yeah, my journey really began because I would say 10 or 12-ish years ago, I was going through a dark period in my life. You know, I was working in a job where I was, I didn't fit in with the people that I was working with. I was suppressing my true essence every day at my an oil mine, driving a giant truck around, like hauling earth from one place to another. And so you can imagine that environment. And I was just like unfulfilled in my job. I was also kind of going through a heartbreak in a breakup that I was experiencing. And, you know, so I was kind of like miserable, to be honest. And I was, you know, escaping with like alcohol on my days off. And I was, just not in a good place. So I knew that if I kept going down this path that I was on, like, it was just going to take me under. I was like heading towards a dead end road. And So I just figure out ways to get better. And I started with yoga. That was my starting point. I had some friends that did yoga. I had a friend that owned a yoga studio that was by where I was living. And I just started on my journey through yoga, and like the yoga practice started to make me realize that it was possible to change my inner world through holistic wellness practices, because I was starting to find like a sanctuary within myself through the yoga, like a balanced mind, balanced emotions. Mm-hmm. And I started to stay on that path by getting more interested in other things, like I joined a shamanic apprenticeship, and I started working with plant medicines, and I started to go to wellness seminars and trainings and like float tanks. I joined a men's work organization. I just kind of got on the path. I kind of got obsessed with, you know, healing, wellness. I found like a spiritual path through this. Mm-hmm. And on that journey, I discovered the power of sound healing. And I remember receiving that first sound healing experience, and my mind was just absolutely blown because I was experiencing like the deepest meditation that I've ever experienced in my life. I was having all kinds of like visions and like visuals and like this whole nervous system reset, recalibration was happening. And I was just like, wow, what just happened to me, right? And because I have a musical background previous to this, it intrigued me that like music and sound and vibration could have this healing effect on the mind and the body and the emotional state, right? And so I kind of got obsessed with it at that point. And I went down this rabbit hole of studying books on sound healing. I went and took some workshops on sound healing. I started to acquire crystal singing bowls and a gong. And I was like, this is really fascinating stuff. So I started to want to figure out how to create an effective sound healing experience for other people so that they could experience what I was experiencing through it.
Yes. Right?
And so I started out just offering one-on-one sound bath experiences for free for my friends and family, acquaintances, anybody who would come into my space and lie down and receive. And all I was asking in return was their honest feedback. And I guess you could call this kind of my research and development phase. Mm-hmm. And I compiled this data of like what works, what doesn't, how to bring people into a sound bath, what to do like during a sound bath, what instruments to play for how long, and how to slowly bring people out of the experience. And then over time, I was like, I felt somewhat ready, and I started to go out into the public world. And I actually offered my first public sound bath event at the very same yoga studio where all this journey began.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. All these people showed up, and this is the start of SoundQuest. This is the birthing of SoundQuest. I created kind of a brand out of this. And then I started to partner up with a variety of different venues, mainly yoga studios throughout the region where I lived. And before I knew it, within not very long, I was having an ongoing circuit of these events all throughout the region. And I was starting to be able to make enough income to do this full time. And this is like what I now have been doing for a living for, you know, the last 6 or 7 years. And now I want to help others learn what I've figured out over the years in terms of creating like a system for like marketing events and aligning yourself with strategic partnership venues. And I'm trying to show that sound healing can be a real profession, and it's something that you can do professionally and make a good living, good income from doing this full time. That's what I teach now in SoundQuest Academy.
Right. So you have SoundQuest, and then you have SoundQuest Academy. So you have you work, you teach people about sound healing, and then you also have it where you teach people how to build a business out of sound healing also. So they could actually do something that they love. And not only are they doing something that they love, they're actually healing other people at the same time.
Yes, because my philosophy is that we live on an economic planet, we live in an economic world, and you need that income, right? Because if you don't learn how to turn this into what you do as a business, and you don't honor it like as a business, as a means to creating a livelihood for yourself, then you're just gonna be a dabbler. You're gonna be a weekend warrior. You're gonna have to stay in a job that it might be unfulfilling, and you can only do this on the weekends or whatever. But when you start to figure out a system and a model that you can follow and learn how to do this full time, then you actually help more people this way, right?
Right.
And you know, the butterfly effect of that is, this is what I'm passionate about, is helping sound healers around the world to create this system and become successful sound healers and do this for a living full time and help so many people in their communities, in their regions, reset their nervous system, because I think the world will be a much better place to be and live in if most people are going around with a healthy nervous system. And that's the ultimate result of sound healing.
Right. Now, can you explain to people who are not that familiar with sound healing? Because there are people that have done sound healing and like, wow, I feel so relaxed. But it goes deeper than just relaxation. Like it, you know, there are sound healing can be used for many things and it can do many things. Can you go a bit deeper and explain to people what sound healing really is and the benefits of it?
Yeah, sure. So the way that I like to explain it is that the full spectrum of the human hearing range is typically 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. And when we are being stimulated by the full spectrum of sound and vibration all at the same time, the part of the mind that interprets language, sound, the part of the mind that is listening to me speak right now, the analytical prefrontal cortex part of the mind. Right. What happens is it gets so confused by this full spectrum of sound from the sound healing instruments such as gongs, crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, ocean drums, harmoniums, like the sound healing tools that are used typically in a sound bath. It's being perceived on a cellular level, but you know, the mind can't perceive the full spectrum. It can't make sense of all the stimuli that's coming in all at once. Right. And so what happens is that part of the mind gives up that kind of thinking, and the brain waves start to slow down, and you descend into what's called the theta and delta brainwave zone, which is another way of saying meditation or sleeping. So you're kind of oscillating between meditation and sleeping. And when you're there, the nervous system goes over from the sympathetic side of the nervous system to the parasympathetic side of the nervous system. So you're now in a deep rest state. Right. And the mind is calm, and it's the brain waves are slowing down, the emotional body is recalibrating, the nervous system is resetting, and you're going into this non-sleep deep rest. And right. The other phenomena can occur in this place of deep rest. And, you know, such as you can have visions, visuals, you can have insights of different parts of your life or your relationships or the world. You can have a real deep spiritual experience and really come home to yourself on a deep level, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, it's I love what I do, because often at the end of a session, I have kind of like a lineup of people wanting to come up and just share their experience and thank me, and they're glowing. And, you know, some people have never had an experience of that depth before, right? Right. It's similar, like we were talking before, before the podcast, and it's similar to the effect of like having a really good Shavasana at the end of a yoga class, for example. Right. You're in that similar, you know, vibrational state within your body.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, people will, you know, if they really, you know, focus and they're really letting go and they're really focusing on the sound, and they go to a different area where they can actually, they feel like they've touched into those repressed emotions, where, and then they come to realizations about certain things in life that in the more like task zone, like we were talking about before, but like when you and I are talking, we're communicating, I'm listening to you, you're listening to me. But when you're in that zone, you're kind of like tapping into your unconsciousness, and you're you come to realizations, your intuition starts to really get strong, and you start to recognize things that are going on in your life and or emotions that just pop up from nowhere, and a healing process can come from this. Like, can you explain to people how powerful it can be when it comes to actually healing your mental health and going in and things that you may have been struggling with all your life, with the proper guidance and doing it the right way, you could actually help and improve your mental health in many aspects. Can you go a little deeper into that?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So when we go descend into the theta brainwave, the delta brainwave, sometimes the alpha brainwave, we're accessing a different part of the mind. So oftentimes when we have, let's say, an issue in our life, like relationship issue or work issue or something we're trying to figure out, we're trying to do it from in the mind. We're trying to, like, you know, journal about it,
right.
Like really like figure it out from, you know, like our heads. But
yeah.
when the body can sort of fall into that deep relaxation, maybe that's where the key insights and epiphanies and awakenings, where you're kind of descending into the subconscious zone,
yeah.
Right? Because that's where, you know, the majority of, you know, our reality is projecting from, is the subconscious mind, right? So like Carl Jung says, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will control your life and you will just call it fate, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so when you're in an experience like a sound bath, you're really going in there. And
yeah.
So sometimes I see people just having these emotional releases when they're lying down, because perhaps they haven't had that time to touch in with themselves and have that like time for sacred rest. And they've just been trying to figure everything out up here in the mind.
Yeah.
And it's when they touch down and they feel into their heart and their emotional body, that's when like the release can come, and that's when the healing can come. You have to heal, to heal, you have to feel, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's the essence of a sound bath, really, is the opportunity to touch in to the subconscious mind, because the roots become the fruits. So when you're tending to that inner garden, right,
yeah.
Your inner landscape, and you're nurturing that inner world,
right.
Then you can then proceed to interface with the external world from a more
yeah.
balanced and creative and harmonized way, rather than being in reactivity as you go through your days. So that's what I love helping people with. That's what I'm passionate about.
Yeah. Now, if people have sound bowls at home or they're thinking about getting them, what is the proper way to start, you know, start going, if you really want to go deep into your subconscious, if you really want to start healing yourself? Because I believe you, like when it comes to your emotions, I think everything starts from the heart. That's, you know, my opinion. You know, I feel it's not, you know, so many people think that we are controlled by our brains, but I think we're controlled by our hearts. And, you know, it all starts within the heart and then makes its way to the brain and the brain and, you know, and the other parts of your body. And I feel like, you know, if people are home and they want to start really, you know, experience a deep healing within themselves, what are some things that you could suggest to people that could help people in their journey of healing, either with sound bowls and maybe doing things at home that can get them on the right pathway?
Hmm. Yeah. You know what? I'll talk about my experience facilitating sound baths, because I also get the benefits from the sound healing, even though I'm working, or even though I'm like in the task of performing a sound healing experience. So when I spend like 30 minutes sitting in front of my gongs, I'm actually having a meditation myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
when I'm using the harmonium and I'm doing some vocal overtoning, some harmonizing with my voice,
yes.
I come out of that experience, you know, like very floaty, and like I'm having kind of I'm getting the benefits from the sound and the vibration myself as well.
Right.
So people can start by, I would say, you know, get a gong that's about 28 inches or larger in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And a set of singing bowls. And you can play. You can just play, and you can sit, and it's actually quite a meditative practice to sort of bathe yourself in this in the vibrations.
Right.
So, crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, gongs. These are lovely allies to acquire for a meditation practice. If someone wanted to just do it for their own personal use, right? And they're also beautiful looking instruments too. Like they're quite decorative in a way. So if you're looking for, the combination of like beautiful looking pieces of art or ornamental displays in your home, you could use it for that purpose, but then also it has a practical purpose for like your meditation practice as well.
Right. Now you were saying that you could use your vocal cords. Like, how would somebody use their vocal cords and aid in them in a deeper and more beneficial way of reaching that state of either healing or reaching that calmness and clarity that they're looking for? How would you use your vocal cords? Because you mentioned that you could use your vocal cords. How would someone do that? And why is that so important, or in the practice of sound healing?
Yeah, so what I do typically is if you've ever done yoga, about chanting, particularly chanting Om,
Yes.
AUM Om, and that will resonate the body, so richly. You'll feel it in your whole body.
Yes.
Just chanting, and it's also like a form of breathing techniques too, the breathing plus the full vibration through your diaphragm, through your whole being. You'll start to feel a change in your physical state, in your mental state.
Been hungry for some college football? Well, we finally get a taste this weekend. Don't miss any of the action. Jump in at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's a small but mighty slate of games for week zero, including a big matchup in Ireland. This is going to be DraftKings' biggest college football season to date. Plus, all newbies getting into the college spirit, here's something extra special. New DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big with DraftKings all college football season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code IHEART. That's promo code IHEART for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500. 21 and over. Virginia only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at dkng.co/ftball.
Right. So I recommend people just try it. Just try deep breaths and chant Om. Do at least three cycles of that. Yeah, on
Okay.
your out breath, Om, and you'll start to feel centered and calm, clear in your mind. Yeah, that's definitely. And there's a beautiful documentary on YouTube. If you go, I don't know if I wouldn't have enough time to explain this whole thing in too much depth today. But if you go on YouTube, any of your listeners type in sonic geometry, there's about a 25 or 30 minute little documentary about all this and how our bodies, the universe, the universal frequency of Om, 432 hertz. It explains it all. So if you have some extra time, go watch that on YouTube. It'll explain everything in much more depth. And it's a beautiful documentary. It's actually mind-blowing.
Wow, that sounds very, very interesting. I think I'm definitely going to do that. I feel the effects of when I do sound healing. I see the difference in myself. I see the difference the way I think, the way I feel, my health. Everything feels aligned. Everything feels, that I feel better and better each day. Now, when you do sound healing for people at home, you know, or people who come to get sound healing, what do you suggest? Do you suggest that this is something they incorporate in their daily life? Is this something that they should do maybe every couple of days? You know, if you really want to get the full effect and you really want to improve your life, you know, what's your suggestion of how much and you should practice it, and how long is a good amount of time for each session?
Yeah, I think that if we all had time every day to tune inward and do this practice, whether it's 20 minutes of meditation in the morning, a yoga practice, going and receiving a sound bath, whatever it is for you to go inward and find that space of, you know, self-love, self-healing, calm, recalibration of the nervous system, right? Then, like I said, it's like you'll find that you go through your days and your interactions with people. Like if, for example, you see this with some people, you'll observe have like road rage when they're on the road, right? That's someone who doesn't have a regulated nervous system, that doesn't have, they likely don't have a meditation practice, or they don't tune inward on a regular basis. And so they're in their reactivity, right? Someone who gets easily irritated, easily dissonant emotionally. It's someone that typically doesn't have this kind of practice going on a regular basis.
Right.
Because if you start your day every day with a yoga class or a meditation, sound bath, sound healing, something like this, like you'll notice the whole day kind of goes like that. That's how the whole day will pan out. Right. So instead of getting angry at someone who is driving too slow in traffic, or what you perceive as a bad driver or whatever. Instead of that, you'll be like, maybe a little more compassion. There's a little bit more space between you and the stimuli and the reaction to the stimuli, right?
Right.
So if you have this happening on a regular basis, ideally every day, this is just a lifestyle that someone lives, is coming into that space of inner alignment. And that way, as you interact with the world around you, you know, a much more, what's the word? You know, they'll have a...
Like a in a harmony.
You'll be in flow. You'll be in flow. Like the Taoists call it the Wu Wei. Right? Wei Wu Wei. Effortless action, doing without doing, flow. You'll be in flow. And that's why I would recommend every day if someone can. If everyone can carve out that time every day, then you're going to be much better off.
Oh, yeah. So when you do the sound baths, like the first thing like you like to do is it, you know, what would be some of the steps when you go into a sound bath? You know, what do you expect when you go into a sound bath?
Yeah. So when I have an event, when I'm doing a typical sound bath event that I'm running, sometimes I get hired for like private bookings and corporate events and things like that. And then in those cases, I kind of cater to what's needed for that particular private group or what have you, or experience or event. But if it's my own event that I'm hosting, then I like to stimulate all the senses. And so when people walk into the room, they just immediately know, they can smell the smudge, the Palo Santo or sage, the incense. They can see a beautiful kind of aesthetic layout of the room where the mats are ready with the bolsters and pillows and blankets. There's nice music playing, right? So like all the senses are stimulated, the limbs, or the lights are dimmed, and maybe some candles and that sort of thing. And so when people enter, they're like, it's like a sanctuary. immediately. Yeah. And they know right off the bat that this is a safe place for them to just rest,
right,
and receive, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to figure out. All you have to do is just rest and receive, right?
Right.
And so when people come into the space, ideally, like, it's all set up for them like that, and they just have to lie down. I like to introduce, you know, a little bit of explanation of what's going to happen for, like, newcomers, mm-hmm. what to do if, say, the mind won't settle, what to do if you have an emotional experience that might seem uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then we start working a little bit with the breathing techniques. I pull in influences from my own experiences, like things that I've been trained in or things that I have been on the receiving end of that I enjoyed. And I kind of bring all this eclectic mix of my kind of my life's resume into the experience and channel it through the sound bath. And anyone can do this who's an aspiring sound healer or wants to do this for themselves. You can create kind of like a signature style that's unique to you based on what you have experience with, right?
Right.
So I have experience with breath work, yoga. So I pull in influences like yoga nidra, body scanning techniques. It's almost like this deep relaxation process before I even start the sound bath,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I start to introduce sound with perhaps some of the Tibetan singing bowls, getting them kind of primed and ready to go deep and receive. Because when I first started, I would just go immediately into the sound. And then remember, I went through that kind of research and development phase.
Yes.
And I realized through that all those sessions, months of like one-on-one sessions, that like what's effective, what's not. And I realized that having a process before the sound healing starts is important to get people dropped in, because people are coming from all kinds of different scenarios, like work, you know, maybe they're having issues, they just drove through traffic to get there. You know, you need there needs to be a process of like separating them from the outside world and getting them like dropped in and present.
Yeah.
And then I can start the sound bath. And usually that's about 70 minutes or so. And then I spend about 10 minutes afterwards, slowly bringing them out. Maybe I'll play a guitar song and sing, mm-hmm. you know, and then, just slowly start to bring them out. I used to bring people out to sit upright, and sometimes I still do that, and we actually chant together, and I'll play the harmonium, and we'll harmonize with our voices and chant Om together.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I could leave them lying down and they can just get up at their own pace, and that's usually a nice way to do it, because some people are not ready to get back up again, right?
Yeah.
So some people want to stay laying down for quite some time, and I'm okay with that. Like, if that's what you need, just stay exactly where you are. And then I usually offer these experiences once a month at each location, and it's just been going around like that in a circuit for the last 6 years or so.
Wow. Now, is there a certain way that you teach them to breathe while you're doing this? Or do they just slow down their breathing, or are they breathing normally?
Yeah, so I usually do like maybe box breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what that is. It's just like you breathe in, you hold for about 5 seconds, breathe out for 5 seconds, hold the out breath for 5 seconds. And we just do several cycles of this box breathing. Or just real simple 6 deep inhalations deep into the belly, exhale. Could be real simple. I could do more of like a Wim Hof style breathwork technique.
Yeah.
It changes. It depends on kind of what I'm intuitively sensing about the group.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you had to take some of the takeaways from our discussion today. What are some important things you'd like to emphasize to our listeners?
Yeah, I would say that the world would be a better place if everyone had time every day where they carve out and do some inner reflection and meditation. And instead of like trying to always figure stuff out from the mind, drop into your heart a bit more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? And drop into the body. And like, there's so much to learn from what's stored in the body, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, somatic therapy is massively beneficial because the intelligence of the body, I think, I think we live in like a very heady culture.
Yeah.
And we forget how much intelligence the body has, right?
Oh yeah.
And we're always trying to figure things out from the mind, but when you receive something like a sound bath or have a meditation practice, or you could do whatever it is, like a float tank. Remember, I don't know if you know what that is, but the sensory deprivation tanks were quite a big thing for a little while there, but I haven't really been hearing much about sensory deprivation tanks lately, but I remember doing those and that was huge. So spending an hour like weightless in a dark little whatever pod, and so I would say that, you know, just daily practice of tuning inward and creating that space between you and external stimuli so that you just have that extra bit of pause before reacting.
Yes.
Because, you know, every day life is coming at us in some way or another. You might get an email that you didn't expect, or you might get some news that you weren't prepared for, or something might suddenly change. This is just life, right? There's so much that we are not in control of.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't just be always reacting to everything all at the same time. Otherwise, I would drive myself crazy, right? So my invitation to anyone listening is find a way to create some space each day and tune inward and find that inner sanctuary that's always accessible.
Yes.
Right.
Great. I agree. That's great advice. That is really great advice. Now, you also said that you have something on your website that you give away. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, on my YouTube channel, SoundQuest Academy YouTube channel, you can receive a free 50-minute sound bath that I've recorded. So if you want to experience sound healing for the first time, I would definitely recommend doing it in person. It's a little bit more impactful because you can feel the vibrations on a full body level. But if you want to see what I do and experience it for yourself, go on to SoundQuest Academy on YouTube and you'll find a 50-minute sound bath that will give you somewhat of the real life experience if you put on a good set of headphones or good speakers and just lie down somewhere comfortable and just be ready to receive and go into a meditative space.
I love it. I love it. Now, what is your website? Where can people find you?
Yeah, so I have soundquestacademy.com. And if anybody's interested in an introductory course on sound healing, which will include, you know, the science, the theory, the history, video tutorials on how to play certain instruments and so forth. There's an introductory course on SoundQuest Academy. There's also my signature program, which is called the Sound Healer Blueprint, which is a course that has 12 modules that goes through everything from the foundations of sound healing, all the different types of instruments, tutorials, and then we start getting into creating a signature style, getting into branding, getting into how to set up in-person events, market those events, fill rooms consistently, align yourself with partnership venues where you host these events, and creating multiple income streams and creating a well-oiled machine that will help you create a living from sound healing and help a lot of people in the process and live a great lifestyle. And then I have a year-long mastermind program in SoundQuest Academy, which is 12 months. And we go way deeper. There's a lot of one-on-one coaching. I'm walking alongside of you the entire time for a whole year as a mentor.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
The services are, you know, I will do my ongoing circuit of my own events, but I'm also available for private events. Like I've worked with companies like Range Rover, corporate headquarters. I've gone in and done, like, you know, the staff of it was interesting going into an office setting where people are all professionally dressed. I work in home with people. I do special events. I do, you know, sound healing from stages and like ballrooms at hotels, and also, you know, really cool wellness events. Like this year, we're doing an event called the New Human Regeneration Event. It's here in British Columbia. And I think that's going to be a record setting sound bath for me. There's going to be, I think, 500 or so people lying down in the space. Yeah. And so all kinds of exciting things. And I also do wellness retreats. And, you know, people hire me to sometimes do sound healing for deeper experiences, like using like plant medicine ceremonies and sort of those sort of settings. So those are my main offerings that I do. And then I also do like one-on-one coaching. If anybody wants a consultation call as well, who wants to get into sound healing or wants to bring their sound healing practice to a higher level, then I'm available for one-on-one coaching calls as well.
That's excellent. Now, do you also do coaching for people who want to do sound baths, but they might live a distance? Do you do anything on Zoom for people?
Yeah, SoundQuest Academy is all remote. It's all online. So yeah, I do all of my consulting and coaching calls, and it's all done through Zoom or on the back end of the course portals.
Excellent. Wow. This is great. I love it. I love it. And can you just tell everybody your website one more time, your two websites?
Yeah, just go to soundquestacademy.com and it's all there.
Okay, wonderful. And they could also find you on YouTube as well. You have a lot
YouTube,
of
material. Yeah. And follow me on Instagram, SoundQuest, or Facebook, SoundQuest.
Wonderful. Wow, this has been amazing. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all this knowledge with us. You know, I love sound healing. I feel like it has a huge benefit in people's lives if they apply it to their lives and they do it on a consistent basis. They can really turn their life around, both mentally and physically, spiritually. And like you said, it affects your business too, because everything is connected. So if you're not connected mentally and you're not doing well physically and you're not connected spiritually, it's going to affect your business. It's going to affect the way you think, your clarity, your stress level, and that goes home. So that affects your personal life as well. So it's really all interconnected, and you really have to take care of yourself. And spiritually, if you stay connected with yourself and you really understand who you are and the areas you need to work in and improve yourself, it really can improve your overall life and your overall health in the long run. So I really feel what you're doing, it really benefits society. And I thank you for taking the time out to, you know, give yourself to people and show people, you know, how they can improve themselves and their lives.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure being on a podcast with you today, Stacey. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Been hungry for some college football? Well, we finally get a taste this weekend. Don't miss any of the action. Jump in at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's a small but mighty slate of games for week zero, including a big matchup in Ireland. This is going to be DraftKings' biggest college football season to date. Plus, all newbies getting into the college spirit, here's something extra special. New DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big with DraftKings all college football season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code iHeart. That's promo code iHeart for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500. 21 and over. Virginia only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at dkng.co/ftball.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.